SM 49 on its Wednesday morning. And he's 49 years old. He's 49 years old. He's still not only pitching in the major leagues, he's winning baseball games in the major leagues. Doctor?
Hello, Pat.
Long time no hear from, mister.
Oh, my God. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks.
Since I have you on the phone, Dave.
Yes?
I've been doing a lot of reminiscing.
Okay.
And even though it didn't happen on this date, it's today in sports history.
All right, all right.
The Miracle on Ice, you remember that?
Oh, my God, yes.
The 1980 Winter Olympics.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, Al Michaels, his famous call, you believe in miracles?
That was amazing.
Yeah, it's the U.S. over the Russians in hockey, 4-3. There's no way we should have beaten them, yet we did.
That would be like beating the Dream Team.
Exactly. One of those moments where you know where you were when that happened. Do you remember where you were on February 22nd, 1980?
I was in Bloomington, Illinois. I was a junior at Illinois Wesleyan University.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having dry martinis and watching the game.
Really?
Yes.
Now, what kind of college student drinks dry martinis while watching hockey?
Well, Walter Kilmer, he was a drama major.
Okay.
So he made the best dry martinis. We were really like posse.
Wow. All right.
And we're like, all right, I like hockey, but it's a violent game.
One thing I think I can say, and I probably this will probably hold true throughout my life, I will never enjoy hockey with a dry martini.
Well, you're missing out, but
it's a
where sense. Were you?
I'm glad you asked.
You must have been like 10.
Well, I was you know, 18. I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, or Vegas, if you will.
You were?
Believe it or not.
You were 18 and you were in Las Vegas?
It's a long story of how I got there and how I got separated from the crew that I was with. 1980 was a different time. And, you know, the airlines were much more relaxed. And so was Las Vegas at the time.
It was more small towny feel.
Yeah, and if you looked a certain way, if you were in underage, you could still probably get away with gambling.
Oh.
And I did.
Well, but you still look like you're 18.
Thanks, Dave. You're sweet.
How'd you pull that off?
I just walked up like I owned the damn place. Flopped down $100, and, you know, I had, of course, when you're 17, 18 years old, you have $111 to your name. I flopped down my 100 like, you know, I had 10 more of them in my pocket, which I didn't, and proceeded to start winning money.
You did?
Yeah, playing blackjack. And I don't know what the heck was going on. There were smart players at the table. I knew how to play, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I kept winning. And I kept winning. And I kept winning. And I kept thinking, I've got to get out of here. I've got to go find my peeps. How am I going to walk away? Now, they're bringing me drinks.
Uh-huh.
Because they're free in Vegas, and I'm drinking them down, and I'm winning. $6,600 later, and I have to go. You know, when I have to relieve myself.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to walk away from the table because I'm winning. I'm thinking, I cannot blow this winning streak. I can't walk away. That's what they say. Don't walk away when you're hot. Wait till it cools down. It never cooled down, Dave. The last two hands I played were I put $500 down. And I won both of them. I'm like, oh, my God.
So how much money did you win?
I told you, $6,600. And to the point, I was doubled over in pain, and I had to go. And so I stuffed all these chips in my pocket, and I'm kind of staggering to the restroom because, you know, and I'm just double over in pain, and I happen to look in there at the bar. There's a young lady, another relatively young lady. One was probably in her late 20s, and another one in her early 20s, fairly attractive, and they were smiling and laughing at me, and I just make a beeline to the bathroom. Long story short, I relieve myself. I come out. They're still there. And so I go up. You know, I'm full of spit and vinegar and also $6,600 worth of chips. And I go talk to them. It turns out one of them, and I can't even remember what the country, but she was a duchess in training. The younger one was a duchess in training. The older one was in charge of her, was her overseer.
And you watched the hockey game with them?
I'm not finished. And so they have this massive suite at the MGM.
Oh, my God.
Massive suite at the MGM. They invite me up. I said, well, I really want to watch the hockey game. And they're like, hockey, what? We're all a little cocktailed up and having a great time. We sit on this massive couch, all three of us together. And you know what's going through my mind. I don't need to say it. But I'm thinking
do these women have a backgammon set?
Exactly. That's you know where my mind goes. And so there's this huge TV. Now, back in 1980, they don't have flat screens and things like that. I'm trying to work this remote and find the hockey. And flipping through channels, and it stops on, believe it or not, the Three Stooges. And they're like, wait, stop. They are mesmerized by the Three Stooges. They had never seen this before, and they could, and these are women from another country. They had never seen the Three Stooges before, and they were fascinated.
Oh, American men are so handsome.
Well, I mean, I'm sitting there, and you know, essentially we're deep in this big old couch. Next thing I know, they're at the edge of the couch, far away from me as they can get, and staring at the Three Stooges. They could not stop watching the Three Stooges. And so, not only did I not get to see the hockey game, I had to sit there and watch the backs of two heads watching the Three Stooges for about an hour and a half.
Oh, gosh.
Finally, still with $6,600 of chips in my pockets bulging, I make my exit. I say, ladies, I've got to go. I've got to go find the hockey game. And they don't even turn around, Dave. They don't even turn around. They're like, they kind of wave their hand. Okay, good to meet you. Bye. And I kid you not, they were mesmerized by the Three Stooges. And that's where I was with the Miracle on Ice record.
So, dude, you struck out. You were shot down by the Three Stooges?
Yes. I lost out.
With $6,000 in your pocket?
$6,600 in a massive suite in Las Vegas. I lost out
to the Three Stooges.
She was a... I like it. It's called White Snow. It comes from Red Wanting Blue, the band on K-Tastic. That dude's voice. It's 8:15. Reminder that the Hermitage at Vallecitos Mountain Ranch, it's a private cabin overlooking meadows, mountains, and the Vallecitos River. It's birthday club time. Time for you to call in if you know somebody celebrating a birthday on this day of vigorous defense. The number to call right now, 758-8882. That is 758-8882. If you know somebody celebrating a birthday today, every Friday we put them all in a hat, draw one at random, and somebody wins a birthday cake from our friends at Baskin-Robbins. Oh, not just any cake. A scrumptious ice cream cake. So, 758-8882. If you know somebody celebrating a birthday today, we didn't have any yesterday. Well, let's see what the Day of Vigorous Defense is all about. Those born in the state, vigorous defenders of the faith. They are protectors, not only of their own interests, but of those less fortunate. Have any Facebook friends having birthdays today? Janie Payne and Melissa Tafoya. Happy birthday to Janie and Melissa today. Also, happy birthday to Conan O'Brien, late night TV host, turning 49 years old today. James Woods, the actor, 65. And if you care, reality television star Kourtney Kardashian, turning 33 years old today. Today in rock history, we'll start with rock and roll birthdays. The original drummer for Jefferson Airplane, born in the States. Skip Spence, born Alexander Spence. He passed away back in 1999. Singers. Today in rock history, back in 1973 on this date, 19-year-old Declan McManus played his first solo gig in Twickenham, England. Yeah, Declan McManus, you're saying, what? Well, he would later change his name to Elvis by the time of his 77 debut, My Aim Is True. Do you know who he is by now? Yeah, of course you do. Elvis Costello, his live debut, his first solo gig in 1973 on this date. 1981, the pioneering British progressive rock group Prog Rock, yes, announced they were splitting up. Their drummer, Alan White, their bass player, Chris Squire, were rehearsing with Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. Ooh. Supergroup. Turns out that never really happened. During their 13 years, Yes had become one of the world's leading exponents of ornate cosmic symphonic rock, despite the fact. It was in 1988, the trial beginning in Jamaica for the September 11th, 1987 murder of the reggae star Peter Tosh. Tosh and six others have been gunned down execution style in his home. We lost a great one on this date, Peter Tosh. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Patty Mac, it's Mario.
Mario, what's up?
It's my Uncle Avran's birthday. He's 90 today, bud.
Uncle Avran, you're kidding me.
Yeah, Tio Avran's 90. He don't look a day over 70.
Really? And so what's your Tio doing on his birthday today?
Probably tossing back a few.
That's my man. I like
that. Oh, yeah.
Take him out to the tavern, chase around the ladies a little bit?
No, my aunt wouldn't like that too much.
All right.
I'm sure he'd love it, but my aunt wouldn't.
Good answer. Uncle Avran, Tio Avran, turning 90 years old today.
Make Avran sure Serrano, yep, from Medinales, New Mexico.
Excellent. Make sure you toss back a couple for me, my friend.
Oh, we will.
Okay, kiddos, it is 8:36. Time to find out what's going on in our community. And what's going on tonight? Thrive Towns. Thrive the movie. Spoke to Wendy Robbins yesterday about it, Thrive the Movie. First of all, if you're not familiar, what is it?
Thrive the Movie, I think, is awesome because, as we know, the old paradigm is really falling away. If you think about it in the past...
Examples about what brought about Thrive the Film. What else spurred this on?
I mean, think about it. Time Magazine said, named the protesters the person of the year, and it's the first time that's ever happened. So people.
Wendy Robbins and the movie Thrive tonight right here at the K-Town Solar Center. Yeah. Once again, thanks to Wendy Robbins. Come out and see the movie Thrive tonight, 6 o'clock right here at the Solar Center. It's 8:43 for Bruce. Bruce Hornsby, that is. Going to be some changes made. This is Kate House. Good morning.